What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Theron's Thoughts. My name's Theron Shetty. These are my thoughts. Hope you guys are doing well. I'm going blind out here. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Theron's Thoughts. My name's Theron Shetty. These are my thoughts. Hope you guys are doing well. It's Sunday. Hope you guys are having a great weekend. I'm having an okay weekend. You know, my brother is visiting me. My dad's here, obviously. So it's kind of been relaxing. Got to do stand-up Friday, Saturday. You know, the thing about anything you do, it's always a learning process. Like, the growing never stops. And I'm gonna clear this up. So on Friday, I get booked to do Coconuts. I'm in Coconuts Friday, Saturday in St. Pete. And I'm about to go on stage. And I've been kind of just down and out recently. And I was like, man, I don't even want to perform. I'm just like, God damn it. Just help me get through this set. I don't know who I'm praying to. I'm just like, you know, and that's the hard thing about comedy. Like, there's so many times you do stand up, for me anyways, where I don't even want to do it. I'm like, God, I got to be on this stage and make these people laugh. These people paid money to watch a show. And I was like, just do the hits. Which means just do the best stuff I know how to do. I can do it like on rote almost. And I go up and it's fine. And I get through it. And that was educational for me, because I was like, oh, I guess I can perform when I clearly don't want to perform. And then I was booked on Saturday night. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to change it up. I'm going to do an entirely different set stuff, which is kind of newer. On a Saturday night, and mix it up, and I was so happy with myself, happy with my set, because it went off really well, and I wasn't comfortable, but I knew how to like just perform, and I put myself in a different zone of comfort, which for comedians, if you do your same act all the time, you get bored doing it, which is why I don't understand why comedians don't write material. Some comics just do the same act every night for like 20 years. And it just put me in a different space, and I walked off feeling really good about myself. You know, sometimes I have these thoughts. I'm like, well, you know, what's the point of all this? And then you do a comedy set, and it's like this like quick injection of like Prozac or something, right? You just feel good. Where you feel like, man, I've worked so hard for all these years, and I know how to do something. So I left Saturday night, the show, and like the host came up to me, and he was really complimentary, and you know, you just feel like you're on the right path, and I think that's really hard sometimes in life to go through it, and you wonder, man, is this really the right course? Like, you know, it's always easy to second guess everything you do, especially in the arts, because every show is different. There's nobody encouraging you. And you really have to follow this inner barometer, like your own compass, to really make it through the forest. If there is a out, there probably isn't an out. Probably out in the forest the rest of my life. I don't know. But sometimes I drive and I'm like, you know, and I ask my mom, I'm like, Mom, just please guide me a little bit. You know, let me make sure I'm doing the right thing, because I don't know what I'm doing sometimes. Even though it looks like I know what I'm doing on stage, I really don't. I'm winging it like everybody else. And I'm glad I got through the weekend. My friend offered me a show tonight. And I was like, you know what? Let me just not perform. I don't have to do stand-up every single night. I can just relax. And that I did. I got brunch with my dad and my brother. And there was a good family moment. And now I'm making this vlog. So I don't know. I don't know what you guys are doing with your life, but I don't know if you ever feel like, man, is this... Because I had a job. You know, I had a day job, and everything's kind of set out, like from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. It was a long hours. Like, you knew exactly what it was walking in, knew exactly what it was walking out. And stand-up, you don't have that. You know, you walk in, you don't know what the hell's going to happen on stage, and you leave, and you're like, well, I guess I got through that. And I think that's the bond comedians have, because you live in this uncertainty In fact, there was a teacher on the show last night, and he's part of this teacher tour or something. And, you know, he's a guy who has a day job, but now he's, like, making great money doing these auditoriums with teachers, I guess, you know. And for him, he's got this day job, and he's about to cross over into this exciting world of stand-up. Meanwhile, when all you have is stand-up, you're, like, in free fall. So it gets scary sometimes. Anyways, I hope you guys have a great weekend as I get blinded. Oh, there's a big storm coming in Florida. I don't know if you guys know that or not, but if I'm still here on Thursday, I'll make another vlog, but we'll talk before then. Have a great week. See ya.